afternoon, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're once again comfortably ensconced in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Cultural, the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre. And so, I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Royal Asiatic Circus and Tycoon Troupe. We have to remind our readers that the above company will visit Gawler for a short season commencing on the 6th of April. The tent will be erected on the plot of land opposite the Old Bushman Inn, and from the account of their performances, which have appeared in Adelaide papers, those who are fond of entertainment a la Blondin may expect to spend an evening pleasantly by paying them a visit. And Blondin was an escape artist, wasn't he? The famous French escapologist,
right,
which was very, very popular in those times. Yes, I like to see people bound and tied and somehow getting free of them with all their trickery and
It's only
cleverness.
A few weeks. They had a circus. Actually, it was funny because when I was doing the write-up for it, and it suddenly struck me, we didn't even notice that the circus was Burton and Taylor's circus.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, that was hilarious, but I didn't even think make that connection when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
The names.
So, of course, very Gawler names.
Yeah, but I was also thinking Burton and Taylor's and Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, who's married to a bit of a circus.
Of course. I didn't make that connection.
No, I didn't make that connection until I was editing it.
I once saw an ad, an engagement in the paper where someone called Cloak got engaged to someone called Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger.
Somewhere it's in my scrapbook, so I used to keep scrapbooks of all that sort of stuff. And it was like Cloak and Dagger. It's like, oh, well, I wonder how their marriage turned out. Was it clandestine or
a Cloak and Dagger marriage?
Shotgun.
Yes. So 100 years ago, helping the TBs. As the war looms further and further into the distance, the number of institutions dealing with returned soldiers must dwindle. The hospital staff and institutions for the care of battered and injured soldiers must decline. The Anzac Hostel does not contain, alas, as many men as a few years since. I don't know if that's something to be sad about.
No, it's not something to be sad because, unfortunately, it all came back again in World War II.
Yes, that's right.
And then it's the Return and Servicemen's Leagues are still flourishing.
Yes.
Well, not flourishing. Well, I mean, our branches are starting to dwindle a bit now. Mm-hmm. And it's only because we get wars that people, you know, have there are returnees that need that comfort of being with their friends.
Well, in Time Team, because I watch a lot of Time Team.
Oh, yeah.
They have a Operation Nightingale, it's called, where it's doing archaeology for returned soldiers
in
England, because it actually helps a lot. And a lot have gone on to go and study and become professional archaeologists because of it.
Helping the TBs. No, I was just wondering with that. Wondering about that. Anyway. 50 years ago, Nurses' Reunion, the annual reunion of nurses who trained at Hutchinson Hospital Gawler before 1950, was once again a resounding success. It was held at the Townhouse, Hindley Street, Adelaide, on March 13. It was attended by 26 ladies from throughout South Australia. The quiet, pleasant surroundings of the townhouse provided an excellent place for the social gatherings, and guests had every opportunity to mix with one another. I remember the townhouse. That was really the posh place to be, wasn't it? On Hindley Street, just past Montcham. Oh, name escapes me. Near the Lion Arts Centre. Montefiore Hill, but but what's the road that goes up through
Morford?
The city?
Is it Morford Street?
Yes. Morford Street, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Les, in the background. Les and Jillaber in the background now.
Yes.
Morford Street Bridge.
Right.
Quite posh.
25 years ago, D-Day for shelter. Thousands of dogs and puppies will be left out in the cold if the local shelter is forced to close its doors. Without government or council subsidy, the Sandy Creek Dog Sanctuary could be forced to wind down its operation, putting the animals' lives at risk. For 31 years, owners Brian and Yvonne Grant say they have provided a dog control service free of charge to 10 local councils spanning Salisbury and Balaclava. I wonder if that did...
Yeah, it did wind up. Yeah, they did an awesome job. In fact, Brian and Yvonne's son Lance is one of our melodrama members. He's also a policeman.
Ah, yes.
Yes, in his day job. He's a police prosecutor now.
Right.
So, yes, he was very proud of his parents' work. Very hardworking. 10 years ago, Anzac Day safe. Conflicts surrounding the Gawler South War Memorial will not impact upon this year's Anzac Day service, with the warring parties agreeing to work together to ensure a respectful commemoration. Gawler Council and the local RSL will put aside a 2-year stoush over the proposed relocation of the memorial to work together on the 2015 Anzac Day centenary commemorations and dawn service. On Tuesday night, elected members voted to seek adjournment of the legal proceedings currently going through the Environment Resources and Development Court until after Anzac Day. Well, the Gawler South Memorial, War Memorial, is still there and it needs to stay there because it belongs to Gawler South.
Yes,
which it's not up to the RSL to decide.
That's right, exactly.
But they wanted it and they've got the memorial is now the hand that sort of raises out of the ground that looks quite interesting.
But also the Gawler South War Memorial, that's the thing you see. It's a landmark as you come into Gawler.
Yeah.
Where better could it be for people to see it? Everyone sees it.
And that's just a lovely commemoration. So.
It is. Yes.
Well, that's it for this week, Jeanette.
That is indeed. Until next week.
Until then, we'll
see. Happy Easter.
You too. And drive safe.
Happy
be safe.
Easter, everyone. Yes,
anytime.
Yes. For all like sign.